Dafka discussing the Das HaYisha when it comes to Gittin Kedushin, in response to the Chiddush of the Rambam, that whether or not we require Eidus Lakima Davar when it comes to Mini Shlichus depends on who is it that is appointing the Shliach. If it's a Shliach of Baal, then you do not require Eidus Lakima Davar, Shlichus of Isha, absolutely yes. Why exactly is this true? The Rambam explains. The Rambam says this explicitly. Shlichus of the Baal when it comes to Gittin Kedushin is just like Shlichus when it comes to Chumas and Maestros. And there is no halacha of Eidus Lakima Davar when it comes to Mini Shlichus. And Bakol, Shluchos Shel Adam Kamosa. And the Ravid is Masik. How can you make that analogy? The Shlichus is no different than the Iker HaChalos. So if you're dealing with Shlichus of Chumas and Maestros, that does not require Eidus Lakima Davar. But if you're dealing with a Mini Shlichus of that which requires Eidus Lakima Davar, Gittin Kedushin, what is true of the Gittin Kedushin is true of the Shlichus of Gittin Kedushin as well. And Parshat Pshat, the Rambam Sheet is as follows, that it's not the case that the Chalos Davar Shebe'erva requires Eidus Lakima Davar, but rather Das Davar Shebe'erva, with many of the differences that we in fact mentioned. So why is it then that the Rambam distinguishes between the Das Eish as opposed to the Das Eish? So when it comes to Gerishin, we had our beautiful Makaros, the Chiddush of the Tosas Harash, where the Tosas Harash writes, the Sikri Kedushim Daf Mem Aleph, that the Gemara has a separate Gzeiros HaKosu for Shlichus when it comes to Gerishin, Mitzad HaIsha. Why exactly is it true? Because what are you going to argue? That she is the one who is empowered? She is the Balas HaChalos? How can that possibly be? Gerishin indeed is Chal Bal Karcho. And if something is Chal Bal Karcho, that means that you are not the determining player. So in such a case, how can you envision a Mesiras Koach? A Mesiras Koach for something that you lack. And that was the Sugin Ksuvas Nafayin Dalit. Milsad Isa B'shlichus Isa D'Pnai. Tosus writes, the common denominator is Kol Kach Biyado. Kol Kach Biyado. It is Biyadi, Adin Bailus. That applies to him. That certainly is true. It doesn't apply to her. Which means that the fact that he can appoint the Shliach for Gerishin, that's typical. The fact that she could do so is quite atypical. It requires a separate Gzeres HaKasuv. And the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita is even in light of the Gzeres HaKasuv. The Gzeres HaKasuv does not mean now, therefore, it's identical, but these are two different types of Shlichos, a Shliach LaLocha, as opposed to cases of a Shliach LaKabbalah. And therefore, the Chiddush of the Rambam that Eidus Lakima Davar is necessary for her Shlichos to accept her get. We were left off with the difficulty. This is all fine and good when it comes to cases of Gerishin. That's that beautiful comment of the Tosas Harash. But what about when you're dealing with Kedushin? Kedushin is Chal Bal Karcho, Bal Karcho. Certainly not. It's somewhat surprising that the Gemara has a Shak Levitaria. Right? Why is it that the opening Mishnah Maseches Kedushin is Haisha Niknis instead of Haish Kone? The Gemara says, if we'd say Haish Kone, maybe you would think even Bal Karcho. Such a Chiddush of Havamina. Kamash Milan, no, that Midaita in Bal Karcho, Bal Karcho lo. You certainly require the Das HaYisha when it comes to Kedushin. In which case, maybe one should argue when it comes to Kedushin, why is there any difference between the Shlichus of the Baal and the Shlichus of the Isha? So this is exactly what we started to discuss. Is that really true? That what is true of Ishus is true of a typical act of a Kinyan. Whenever you have a Kinyan, whenever you have an act of Hakadasha, for example, of Berak HaBayis, you know what? There are two parties. Every kinyan entails a das kona and a das makna. A person has an object, and he wants to go ahead and be makdashit. But makdashit not as a kedusha saguf lamizbeach, makdashit as a form of mamon hektish. So guess what? I'm the makna, and hektish is the kona. After all, you know, Rosh Hashita, b'chola tarakula, most konos. What's the source of most konos? You know what Rashi writes? Pidyon hektish, v'nasana kesef ekamno. Pidyon Hekdesh. Why does Hekdesh serve as a model of Mekach u'Memkar? You know what the answer is? Yes, Rashi emphasizes that's true when it comes to Berak HaBayis. It's considered to be a hakna of mamon when it comes to cases of Hekdesh. A matna the chepes to Hekdesh. Now you do pidyon. You know what? It's a buyback. I buy it back from Hekdesh. Tosas says a chiddush u bava kamadav ayin vav amad aleph. If a person, for example, steals something, he's makdashit, is that called a mechira? Because tavo chamachar is chayiv dalad behei. What happens if gonav hikdish? You know what Tosas writes? It depends on the form of hakdasha. If this would be Kedushas HaGuf, that's not called a Mechira. It was your animal before, it's your animal now. Mekar Tur DeRuvein, V'Hashet Tur DeRuvein. But if this was Berek Abayis, it was your mama, now it's Mamon Hekdesh, that's called a Mechira. Wow, that's a Tosus Rites. But V'Kamadav Ayin Vav Menalev. That Tavach U'machar, you know what, you're going to be Chayiv Dalavei for Hekdesh, as long as it's a case of Berek Abayis, as opposed to cases of a Kedushas HaGuf. That's an important Chiddush. We view Hekdesh just simply as a kinyan, a das kone, a das matne. Wow. Oh, that's an important Torah. What about when it comes to Kedushin? What about when it comes to Kedushin? Maybe the same is true as well. There's a kone, there's a matne. A ish kone, an ish aniknes. No? Ish kone means that, you know what? Enochinami, that the Baal acquires. The Baal acquires. And the woman is maknes atzma. So therefore, what's true of kinyan in b'chol Torah kula? Maybe that's true when it comes to yishus as well. There's a concept of a das kone, and there's a concept of a das makna as well. Oh, an important chiddush. We have pointed out in the past that, you know what, maybe that analogy is not exact. You know, that Ramban, Kedushin Daf, Tez, Zayim, and Aleph, you heard from me several times, no? Where that Ramban writes that yishus is not really a kinyan shel mamon. Yishus is a kinyan shel Yisr, that's the phrase that the Ramban uses. There are different types of kinyanim. There are kinyanim as far as mamon is concerned. There are kinyanim as far as Yisr v'heter is concerned. Oh, the Ramban writes that classic Hagdara, that Yishus, that is considered to be the model, the prototype of a kinyan shel Yisr, a kinyan shel Yisr. But can't one argue when it comes to Yishus that yes, but if I ask you what is his role, whatever it is, he acquires. And what is her role? She is surrendering. No? She is being Makna, he is being Kona. Is that really considered to be true? So there is a stunning Chiddush of the Chiddush of the Ran, the Daramadaf, Lamed Amad Aleph. Lamed Amad Aleph. And here, the Ran is trying to explain what he writes, sounds like a difficult line in the Gemara. The Mishnah, the Daramadaf, Chalches, Amad Aleph, discusses the following. A person is Makdish something. This object should be Mamon Hekdesh. And what it exactly is the case, these saplings. You know, these saplings, netios. Oh, this is considered to be shel hekdesh. And I add the following phrase, that you know what? Netios ha'elu, they're considered to be carbon, they're considered to be hekdesh. Ad shi katsutsu. And this should be ongoing. Ongoing until it is no longer a netio that's connected to the ground. But Kol's mom, that it's as is, it's intact, you know what? It should have a chalos hekdesh. Well, once it's cut, all deals are off. All deals are off. You know what? So the person who goes ahead and he's makdish this, okay. Kedushas damim. Well, kedushas damim is nitan lepidyon. I, in fact, could be podet. But I'm podet. Now what? It's yotzei l'chulin. So here, Bar Pada points out the following. Wait a second. The hakdasha was, is this should become hektish, remain hektish, until the object has changed. Ad shi katsutsu. So in that case, good, you're poda. And technically spinning that you're poda, therefore means that the hektish of Berek Abayis now is paka, but guess what? It's chozev in air. It reinstates itself. Because the hakdasha was an ongoing hakdasha. What happens if I'm poda this table? And then, you know what, I'm makdish it again. It becomes hektish. I'm poda, I'm makdish it again. What happens if I use a phrase that says, you know what, that the hektish should constantly reinstate itself if for whatever reason it's baka? Oh, so in such a case, so in all practical purposes, that ein lahem pinyon. The pinyon is not really going to express itself typically, because the moment the pinyon is chal, guess what? Chozros v'koshos. So that's the Chiddush Bar Pada's explanation of the Mishnah, that if a person will go ahead and employ such language, ad sheh, so you know what it means? Chozros v'koshos. Oh, so now the Gemara says the following, Chavtes Medeis, Lama Damar Aleph, you know what? Once you assume this yisod of Chozros v'koshos, so you know what? This should be relevant to the Ibaya of Rav Oshia, because for whatever reason, this guy did a Maisa Kedushin with a similar idea. He gave two prutos to the woman, saying the following, that you know what, that the first prut is considered to be the current Kesa Kedushin. And what exactly is the purpose of the second? That if I should divorce you, you know what? The kedushin should be reinstated. Well, with that second pruta, uva achas, the second one, hiskad shili lachar shagar sheikh. Oh, so we should assume that concept of chozros v'koshos. So enochinami a get, but you know what? Now the kedushin is going to reinstate itself. What's true of the typical case of hektish, a berakabayis mekach hamemkar? Oh, should be true when it comes to ishus as well. Ishus as well. Is that really true? The Gemara says it doesn't seem to be true because, after all, Rav Hoshea raised this fascinating thing about this guy who married a woman in that sense. I'm telling you, it's a Mishnah Mefureshes. Eilam Pidyon. So it must be that that analogy somehow is not necessarily true. One could distinguish between ishus as opposed to the classic case of Bar Pada that says chozros v'koshos. So that's exactly what the Gemara says. There's a marked difference. Let's assume I'm makdish, these netiyos. So what did I say? That if ever I am podit, the hektish should reinstate itself. Let's say I'm not podit. Someone else is podit. Podu acherim. A third party is podit. Chozros v'koshos? Of course not. No? I'm makdish this table. Someone else is podit. It's his table. So what do you mean chozros v'koshos? I say, this table should be hektish. But in a makdish dover shenu shalom, it's no longer his. The most you can say is if it re-enters my rishus, then yes, I can reinstate the hakdasha. But if it doesn't re-enter my rishus, there are three parties that are involved: me, hektish, and him. So therefore, in such a case, the whole deal is off. No, no one's going to say chozros v'koshos. That's pretty good. No, so that's clear. Okay. When it comes to the case of hektish, there's an obvious difference between pado who as opposed to pado acherim. And now the Gemara says the punchline. What do you mean, ishus? Ishus ki pidau acherim dami. Ishus is like pidau acherim. Ishus is like pidau acherim, and therefore you can't assume chozros v'koshos. Now, why is that true? Why is that true? Why is ishus considered to be ki pidau acherim? Pidau acherim means there are three people involved. No? The first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to introduce to you the cast of players. No? So there's A, there's B, there's C. That's Pidu Acherim. Good? So I'm going to introduce to you the cast of players. In this case, Hariat Mukadesh. There are two people, no? There's the Baal and the Isha. There's no third party at all. There is no third party. How can the Gemara just simply say that? What do you mean? That Ishus is considered to be Kipidu Acherim. It's hard to understand what that line in the Gemara means. That's exactly what the Ran writes. Koshali. Ishus is like Pidon who? No, there are two people. We're not introducing a third player. The cast of characters is this Isha and this funny guy who's trying to marry this woman in this way. No, I marry you now and then we're divorced, but the conclusion should reinstate itself. But there are only two people there. There isn't the third party. So what exactly does the Gemara say? Ishus is considered to be kibbutu achir. Oh, so you have to fill in. What was bothering the Gemara and what's the teretz of the Gemara? No? What was troubling the Gemara that the Gemara had to say, Ishus is kibbutu achir? So the Ran writes this unbelievable chiddush. You know what's bothering the Gemara? Exactly this yisod. When it comes to a typical kinyan, you have two parties. You have a kona and you have a makna. A kona and a makna. Is that really true when it comes to Ishus? There's a konan, there's a makna. A konan, a makna. Yes, a ish konan, ish aniknes. There's a konan, a makna, a konan, a makna. And what's true of every kinyan shamamon, or even a kinyan of kedushas verakabayis, there's a konan, a makna, konan, a makna. Can we really say that's true when it comes to ishus? That there's a konan, a makna, the ish is makna satsma, and the baal is konan, a isha. Is that really true? I would say that sounds good. That sounds good. Why would you say not? So the Ran writes, why would you say not? Because the Torah doesn't allow for such a thing. The Torah doesn't allow for such a thing. Ishus has to be kiyikach. Kiyikach ishish. And the Gemara is drasha. That's exactly what. Ooh. The Ran points out, Kedushin Daf Hey, kiyikach means velo kisikach. Kiyikach means velo kisilokach. Meaning that there aren't two players. There aren't two players. Everything has to be from the perspective of the Baal. If somehow that she is Misayas, if she is playing the pivotal role in the kinyan of Ishus, that's a problem. That's a problem. Because the kinyan of Ishus is not bilateral. The kinyan of Ishus is unilateral. Because if it's bilateral, that's no good. Vaharaya, Vaharaya. Oh, the Ran writes. What happens in a case of Nasan Huva Amrahit? What happens if he does part and she does part? That's a problem. Not he and she, he and she. Kikach means he has to go ahead and do so. He has to go ahead and do so. So we cannot view the Kinyan of Ishus as just simply, a Das Kona and a Das Makna of Kinyan V'Chalal Torah Kula. Ishus has to be viewed differently. That's clear. Ishus says, forget about the Sugi Nedarim. No? Without those Sugi Nedarim. Can you view Ishus as a regular form of a kin with a Kona and a Makna? The answer is no. In light of the Gemara and Kedushin, you cannot, because Kiikach. Everything has to be done from that perspective. So let me give you the following mashal, which according to the Ran is much, much more than a mashal. Much more than a mashal. You know what? You go ahead and give me something. I take hold of that object. You're the Makna, I'm the Kona. Let's assume, for example, I'm Zochem in a Hefker. I'm Zochem in a Hefker. There is something which is Hefker. And I go ahead and I take, there's a Das Kona and Das Makna. There's a Das Kona and Das Makna. I'm the Kona, that's good. The Makna. The Makna is what? Who in the world is the Makna? Hefker, the chalos hefker. Hefker is the makne. Hefker is the makne. Sometimes I can be kone without a makne. Without a makne. You know, if somebody else has bailus, so how can you be kone without a makne? But if something is considered to be like a davar shel hefker, where there is no oppositional force, there is no koach acher, there is no tension, it is something that is bili bailim, it is something which is a davar hefker, guess what? That is exclusively my Das Kona. That's my Das Kona without any Das Makna. Well, now I'll tell you the following problem. The Tosfos on Erev Samaches. If a gadol gives something to a katan, guess what? It can belong to the katan midaraisa, because there's a makna. And that's the chiddush of Tosfos, such a great chiddush. Das Acheres Makna. Das Acheres Makna. What happens if a katan picks something up in a hefker? Maybe it's, well, of course. If a katan can acquire something that belongs to someone else, he can't acquire something which is ownerless? You know what the answer is? That's true. He can acquire something that belongs to someone else because das acheres makna, but he cannot acquire something which is ownerless because a katan doesn't have das kinyan. And there is no makna. There is no makna. So if you give something to a katan, it can be his. If a katan takes something in a hefker, it is not his. It is not his. Midaraisa. Wow. That's an important, important chiddush. Good. You know, that's a Tosfos, Sanhedrin Samaches Samabei. It's such a critical, critical Tosfos. The Gemara just makes like an innocent comment that a child can have essence. A child can have essence. That's all the Gemara says. A child can. So Tosfos is bothered. How in the world can a child have essence? How in the world can a child have essence? No? Essence. How does that work? How can a child have essence? So Tosfos has three possibilities. All three are like, whoa, no? One is Yerusha. When is Yerusha? A father dies. The son has assets, even though the son is a katan. Ooh, Tosfos is another chiddush. Schiras Poalim. Schiras Poalim. That also is not for us. That also is a great chiddush. Now, you know what? The katan knocks on your door. $25 to mow your lawn. You know what? He mows the lawn. I give him the $25. It's his. It's his. It's his betoras, the shibud of Schiras Poalim. The Torah says the poal is entitled to Demei Pa'ula. And therefore, Skiras Folim is when it comes to a katan. And the third Teres Tosfos says, you know what, is Das Acheres Makne. When a katan gives something, a gadol gives something to a katan, it's his Min HaTorah. Those are three models of a katan possessing assets. I'll tell you something really cool. You know what? I can give certain Matnas Kuna to a Kohen who's a katan. It's a Kohen who's a katan. How does that work? How does that work? How does a Kohen katan have a right to acquire? How does a Kohen Katan have a right to acquire? So you know what I'm going to tell you? Not for today's shiur, no, but to whet your appetite. You know what I'm going to tell you? Three possibilities. Tosfos Sanu, Dasam Ches Naveis. Three possibilities. Either Das Acheres Makne, that when the person gives the Matnos Kahuna to the Katan, wow, Das Acheres Makne. Why is that a Kiddush? Because I, Yisrael, don't really have a right to Matnos Kahuna, no? It's not mine. I do have a right of Tova Sana. I can determine which coin gets it. Or maybe it'll tell me a Chiddush. The Tova Sana means Das Acheres Makne. Wow, wow. Or maybe I'll tell you another great Chiddush. Ready for this? Chelef Avodosan. Why do you give Matnos Kuna to the Kohen and Matnos Leviyah to Levi? The Torah says when it comes to Leeds Matnos Leviyah, Chelef Avodosa. They provide certain services and therefore they're entitled. Well, I'll tell you a Chiddush. That Matnos Kuna is Batoras Chiras Polim. And that applies to Katan as well. No? What do you think? Or I'll tell you a third possibility. No? What makes him a Kohen? I go to this five-year-old. Why are you a Kohen? He says, why am I a Kohen? Because my father is a Kohen, my Zed is a Kohen, Alta Zed is a Kohen. Yerusha, a Yerusha Mamish from Aaron a Kohen, no? Whoa, that's an interesting Kiddush, no? He is attaining a right Bitoras Yerusha in the sense that, what do you mean? This is his lineage, this is his Yichus. And therefore, wow, that the right that he has to Matnas Kun is because, interesting, no? Because of the lineage, it spans the generations. I'll tell you Chiddush, that all three Terutz and Atosos when it comes to Katan are all relevant when it comes to Matnas Kuna. Matnas Kuna. Something to think about, no? Okay. So, when it comes to our case, Avishus, what exactly is her role, So I'll tell you Makne. She's Makne's Atzma. Isn't that a violation of Kikach lo Kisikach? Isn't that a violation of She's the Makne. And what, when you have Das Makne, you need Das Kone. Is that really true? That Rostoveshik once pointed out, he thinks that's the answer to that Notabitas Kasha, Ebenezer, Madura Tinyana, Simenon Dalit. Why don't you assume a Das Echeres Makne when it comes to issues that even if the kid is very, very young, but she is a gedola, so just like she can give him a gift, so therefore, why not use Das Echeres Makne when it comes to Kedushin? You know what the answer is? You can't use Das Echeres Makne when it comes to Kedushin, no? That's exactly what the Ran writes in the Dharam, and Av Lamed. Das Echeres Makne when it comes to Kedushin, that's not Kiyikach. The marriage is not codified by what you have done, but rather what the Makne has done. That's not called Kiyikach. So how does marriage work? Oh, so the Ran takes that mashal as much more than a mashal. Wow. You know what happens? So this is something which is stunning. That it doesn't work with the regular Das Kon and Das Mak. That would not be a possibility. That would not be a possibility whatsoever. So what exactly happens? How is it that the Ishus works? So you know what? The Ran writes, Mikevan Shehima Skemes the Kedushi Ha'ish. Since she's willing to go through with the marriage, you need her Nichusa. You can't marry one Bakarcha. She has to buy in. Once she is willing to do that, there is Nichusa. She's eager to be married. No? He mevateles daito uritzama. Wow. Umash v'nash eich habal kedavar shel hefker. V'habal machnis rishusa. There are three stages, not just two stages. A regular kinyan, there are two stages. There's a makna and a kona, Here not really, Right? You know what? You need, yes, the ratzam isha, nichusa v'isha. When she goes ahead and she agrees to, it is as though she doesn't object. Mevatelas data v'ritzona, and that's similar to one who is being zochem in a hefker. There are three stages. Not a makne and a kona, but mevatelas esatzma, and the bala zochem in a hefker. So therefore now you have three stages. Wow. And that, the Ran writes, is the Chiddush of the Gemara. That Isha is kibitou acherim damya. it's as though there's a third party which is involved. There are only two parties, but there's an additional stage. There's an additional stage. She is not the makne, but rather by her willingness to, she does not object, she's willing to buy in. So in such a case, it's as though the Baal is zochem in a hefker, in which case, he's the kone, he's the makne, it's unilateral kinyan. But if there is that mid-stage, right, mevatel es asatzma, that's considered to be kerul acherim. And that was the Baal of Rav Hoshea. Can you say chozros hakoshos? Can you say chozros hakoshos? Just like in Pidu Acherim, there's no chozros hakoshos. Maybe this is true conceptually when it comes to Kedushin as well. Wow, that's a pretty heavy run. A pretty heavy run. In other words, according to the Ran, a fascinating Kiddush, that the Das of the Ishin Kedushin is not typical Das Mat in any shape or form. It just means she is Maskemes, Mevatalas Asatzma, Matzvah Shokehefker, and it's Zodabalcha Zochem, is Zochem in Hefker. She doesn't object. And that allows the husband to fully acquire. In other words, that this is not the level of typical das, is das b'chalot harakula. She is not really the balas hachalos, even when it comes to kedushin. Kedushin is different than gerish. In gerish, in the gets chabal karcha, kedushin requires nichusa, but it doesn't require the das ha'isha. The das ha'isha. That's the chiddush that the Ran writes. So I'll tell you the following. With this in mind, I'll tell you the chiddush then. But you know what? That if the whole miskeres of shlichus is kukach biyadi, I am the baal asachalos, and therefore bakol shlucha shenon kamalso. So I'll tell you the chiddush. That cannot be applicable to gerushin. But guess what? That cannot even be applicable to the case of kedushin. It's not that it's seamless that there's kedushi habal and kedushi isha ayyidei shliach. Kedushi habal is ayyidei shlucha shenon kamalso. But not necessarily true when it comes to the shlichus, the kabbalah of the isha. That is a very different form in its entirety of shlichus. And not surprising that the Rambam maintains that, you know what, it's a different kind of shlichus. And therefore, even though shlichus works, but nonetheless, very, very different. That requires Eidus Lakimadava. The Avne Miluim quotes this Ran in a different context. No? If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Evan HaEzer, Simen Chav Zayin Sif Beis. Chav Zayin Beis. Right. The Mechaber writes the following. You know what? You marry a woman. And there is a critical role of Dibur. Right? Hareyat Mekudeshesli. What happens if, for whatever reason, the Baal does not use the classic terminology? We always say Hariat Mukudeshusli. Good. But for whatever reason. Now, he says the following. Hariat Ishti. Okay. That also implies Ishus, no? So the guy's a wise guy, no? Hariat Zukukasi. He wants to be poetic, no? Hariat Zukukasi. Is that good enough? Yes, the Mechaber writes, that's also good. Zukukasi is a language of a bond. No, that's issues. So if he goes and says, Hariat Zukukasi, and he gives her the ring, so the Mechaber writes, Mekudeshes. I know that's true. Come on, Kedushin Dafav. No? Let me ask you the following. How does she know that it's true? Kedushin Dafav, no? Okay, I'll flip out, no? Okay, good. So, you know, she went to a very modern school, and all of a sudden, you know what? But in her modern school, she learned Kedushin Davav, no? So she knows. Hariat Zukukasi means, you know, issues. So he says Hariat Zukukasi, and but how do you know? Oh, so the Ramah immediately adds, right? Im hivina dvarav. You're the Masada Kedushin, you know what? Take her aside and say, did you know what he meant when he said Hareza Kukasi? And she says, yeah, Kedushin Davav. I said, okay, we're good to go. Kedushin Davav, okay. Wait. So, right? So the Havnei Elohim is bothered. I give him so many opportunities. Right? So, the Ran is bothered. No, that's Havnei Elohim. Wait. The Masada Kedushin goes over and says that, you know, did you understand that? which is, I understood it. He told me he was going to use this funny word. Nah, okay, I understood it. Yeah, but don't you require Eidus Lekima Davar? Don't you require Eidus Lekima Davar? The Eidim have to confirm the Kedushin. So I go over to the Eid and say, what in the world happened? You know, they'd probably say to me, I really wasn't expecting this. No, the guy said Zekukasi and she accepted the ring. Does she know what that means? I have no idea. Mr. don't worry. You know what? I know she knows what it means. Good, Mr. Kedushin knows, but is that called Eidus Lekima Davar? That's an interesting issue. You know, maybe the Ramah should have said that, you know what? We have to make sure in the presence of Eidim that she knows what that phrase means. Why is it enough if the Masada Kedushin is confident? You need Eidus Lekima Davar. Makarish v'ra'onas, enim u'kodeshes. Enim u'kodeshes. That's the kasha of Avne Miluim. So I'll tell you an interesting chiddush. Now, if you look in the chiddush of Rav Shimon Shkop, in Maseches Gittin, then there's Simon Beis, you know Rav Shimon Shkop writes, guess what? The Eidei Kedushin do not have to know the effect of what they saw. I go over an Eid Kedushin and say, are they married? The Eid Kedushin says to me, I have no idea if they're married. Married? I never saw that woman before. Maybe she's not Jewish. Maybe she's an Eish HaSish. Maybe they're brother and sister. I have no idea. I have no idea if they're married. What I can tell you is I saw that this guy sent her Eid Kedushin and he gave her a ring. Whether they're married or not, that's your responsibility. You're the Masada Kedushin. No, you figure out if they're married or not. You know, does Eidus Lekima Davar mean that the Eidim have to be aware of the impact, the effect of what they saw? That's the Chiddush Rav Shimon. No, the answer is no. Eidus Lekima Davar simply means that they have to be able to report the fact set. No? The fact set. Now that he said this, and he gave that, and she received it, and whether they're married or not, you decide whether they're married or not. So good. So the Masada Kedushin is confident that she understood what Harez HaKasi means. They're married. And if not, they're not. But it's an interesting Chiddush, right? The Eidei Kedushin do not have to be aware of whether they're married or whether they're divorced. We just have to witness a Maisa Kedushin, witness a Maisa Gerushin, report the fact set, and you take care of it. And his Rai is exactly this point. A funny language was used. We don't know if the Kala understood. So you know what? It's not my responsibility as Eidei Kedushin to know whether the Kala understood. I'm just going to tell you, what happened? Wow. The Ran, right? Lavne Milum does not assume that way. Lavne Milum is assuming, no, not the simply fact set is good enough. So how does this work? How is there Eidus Lekima Davar on the Das HaYisha if we don't even know that she understood what was said? So you know what? The Ran, I have no answers. The Ran and the Daram and Daf Lamed. The Ran and the Daram and Daf Lamed. You don't require Eidus Lekima Davar for the Das HaYisha. You don't require Eidus Lekima Davar for the Das HaYisha. Wow. The Iker Kedushin is only Mitzad HaBal. And if there's halacha that the Das Kedushin requires Eidus Lekima Davar, it means the Das HaBal requires Eidus Lekima Davar. You don't need the Das HaYisha. All you need is Ratzon HaYisha, Nichusa. You can't marry one Bal Karcha. But Ratzon HaYisha Lobaya Eidim V'Sargi Baldasa. They're going to assume a Hoda is considered to be sufficient. Wow, that's a pretty important Chiddush that Tamil Moon writes. He thinks this is all based on the Ran. It's not that she actively is, but rather she just simply removes any impediment. And it's as though that unilaterally, that he is Kona, the Mashal of the Ran, Zoha Mamish Min HaHefker. That's a fascinating Chiddush. That's indeed what the Ran writes. Wow. There's a Bircha Shmuel. It's in Kedushin found in Simon Bey, Sif Katnei, where the Bircha Shmuel writes the following Chiddush. He writes this Chiddush in the name of Ruchayim V'Lajanah. It's found in the Chutam Meshulas in Simon Aleph. Now you know two pieces in the Chutam Meshulas, right? Simon Aleph and Simon Yud. Good? So Ruchayim V'Lajanah writes the following. What's the problem of Shtika L'achar Matan Mos? Shtika L'achar Matan Mos. No? You know, sometimes you used to have these marriage booklets, no? So it tells you how marriage is done, no? So it says, place the ring on the finger of the bride and say, you know, whoa, that's really wrong, no? Place the ring on the finger of the bride and say, no? Place the ring, and then what say? Hariat Mekudeshesli? Place the ring and say, no? That used to be like the English Nusuch, no? Right? Place the ring on the finger of the bride and say, really, really, is that, that's shtik lachar matamos, no? You're giving her something, she's taking hold of it, now you're saying, oh, that which I gave you a moment ago is for the purpose of Kedushin. Is that good? Is that good? How do you know that she was accepting it for Kedushin? If I say, Hariat Mekudeshesli batavazu, her acceptance of the ring is Hariat Mekudeshesli, it's the same Kedushin. But if you have first the Matan Maos and afterwards I say, oh, by the way, that which I gave you is for A, B, C, and D. So how does that work? How does that work? Shtik Halachar Matan Maos. So they're exactly the Berachas Shmor Ayis, Chaim V'Loshner, and all that. And what happens if she says 10 minutes later, of course I accepted it for Kedushin. What do you think? I dress this way every day. Of course I accepted it for Kedushin. No? Of course they accepted it for Kedushin, no? So that's the Chiddush of Kabbalah, that's not good enough. Because where was the Eidos, the Kima Dover at the time of the Ma'aseh Kedushin? The Ma'aseh Kedushin was done, we don't know. So afterwards she says, what are you, crazy? We're standing under the Chuppah. Of course they accepted for the purpose of Kedushin. So Kabbalah writes, that's the problem. That if it's Shtik Alachar Matan Maos, even if Achar Kach Nisrat says, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. So the Berachas Shmor writes, guess what? That's against Avnei Miluim. The Berachas Shmor writes, that's against Avnei Miluim. Some Chav Zayin. Well, the Avnei Miluim writes that, you know what? All we have to do is witness what happened, report what happened, and if you can now ascertain what the underlying mindset was, we're good to go. We're good to go. Wow, that's like an important Tahara. No? An important Tahara. There is a Ritva in Kedushin Af Mem Gimel, but it's not necessarily Muchach. It's not Muchach. There, the Ritva just discusses the following. Let's say, Hitminla. You know, a guy goes out and proposes to the woman, Harit Mukadeshesli, and the Edom are hiding behind the shrubs. Hiding behind the shrubs. Yeah, so the Ritva writes, that's Edos. She doesn't even know that the Eidim are there. No? He says Hareit Mekudeshesli, and she receives the ring, and she doesn't even see any witnesses are there. Guess what? There are witnesses there. They were kind of, whatever, hiding out a little bit. No? They were hiding out. So the Ritva writes, of course, that's no good. Of course, that's no good. But that's not Muchach in the following sense. Maybe one could argue, oh, because from her perspective, you need Eidos Lekima Davar. She has to be aware, of course, that there's Eidos Lekima Davar. But again, one could argue, again, that's not Muchach in the following sense. It's because if from her perspective there were no Eidim at all, it was like Mishata Nibach, no? And that means that who says that's even Ratzon Isha? Who says that's even considered to be Nichusa? Nichusa. No, she knows, she learned that there has to be witnesses for Kedushin. And he goes ahead and says, take this for marriage, and there are no witnesses. Her taking it is not marriage. Oh, lo and behold, it turns out there were witnesses that saw. Maybe that's not even a legitimate depiction of her ratzon. Because from her perspective, you know what, that the conditions of Yishus were not being met in any shape or form. In any shape or form. But this is like a fascinating issue. The role of Eidos Lekima Davar for the Das Aisha, and that unusual, a beautiful Chiddush of the Ran, that Kedushin is not just simply two stages of a Das Kon and Das Machin, but it's more than that. It's more than that. All driven by the Pasuk of Ki Yikach. All driven by the Pasuk of Ki Yikach, which would mean that if it's Mafkeres HaZatzim, Zochim and Ahefker, then the Shlichus is not necessarily typical Shlichus, B'chol HaTarakulo. And I'll tell you, Pashup Shav, that's exactly the Chiddush that the Rambam maintains. That requires Eidos Lekima Davar. That's a unique form of Shlichus. Not only Shlichus for Gerushin, but even Shlichus when it comes to Kedushin as well. I'll give you one more Maramakom. This is another Machlokas Rambam and Ravid, the Pashup Shav Machlokas, the Rambam Rav Lishitase. This is Perek Zayin of Hilchos Yishus, Halacha Chavkim. Perek Zayin of Hilchos Yishus. Let's assume, for example, right, the Baal goes ahead and marries a woman, Al-Tanai. They're both eager to get married, but he somehow fixes its tanai. You know, the marriage will be chal if indeed this occurs. But it's conditional, Hamakadish Al-Tanai. Let's assume the Baal says, you know what, forget about the tanai. I so much want to be married to you, forget about the tanai. Bittul hatnai. Well, so you know what the Rambam writes? Afal pi shabittul beno bena. Even if the bittul hatnai occurred just between the two of them. Shelo bifne edim. Guess what? The tanai is batal and they're mekudeshes. Wow. Bittul hatnai of kedushin does not require edus lekim ador. That's mefurish and Rambam. Zayin Chav Gimel. And guess who's masig? The Raya. What do you mean? As a result of the Bittul HaTanai, they're married. No? The Chalos Ishus is dependent on the bit. If you fulfill the Tanai, they're married. Here, the act didn't occur. But the Bittul HaTanai is going to determine the marriage. How can you say that without Eis Lekima Davar? The Chalos Ishus is dependent on the Bittul HaTanai. Rasavetchuk has pointed out, this is L'shitase. This is exactly L'shitase of the Rambam and Ravid when it comes to the Min HaShlichus. No? That the Rambam sheet is, the Bittul HaTanai is not the Das Davar Sheber of the Maisa Kedushin. It's like the Min HaShlichus of the Maisa Kedushin. And the Rambam maintains, what do you mean? The whole Chalos of Ishus is dependent on the Bittul HaTanai. So if the marriage hinges on this fact, this fact is called the Davar Sheberva. And therefore, you better have Eidim. So the rabbi writes, how can that possibly be? That what do you mean? That the rabbi requires me, Bittul HaTanai, be'edim. And the Rambam writes, that certainly is not true. It's an important chiddush. Perhaps indeed, that which is L'shitas. Ooh, so the concept, ain't Davar Shebachos Mishnayim, a requirement of, ooh, das, Davar Sheberva, right? And certain halachos of the Das Davar Sheberva, Eidus Lekima Davar. It doesn't apply to a Chalos Ishus, but the Das Haishus, the Das Gerushin, and fundamental differences, and maybe there's a difference even between his role and her role in these issues. We alluded to before, right, another comment of the Ran of the Dharm, Da Pei Zayin Amad Aleph, and that is a Sfus Chazara. That's where the Gemara says the following, that you know what? Sometimes we allow for a Sfus Chazara. We mentioned it last year, no? You know, you can be Chozer from a Shvur Neder, even Achar Zman. Mekach HaMemka, there's a Sfus Chazara, but very limited. When it comes to Gittin and Kedushin, there's no Sfus Chazara whatsoever. No? A guy marries, a guy divorces, and just realizes he made the biggest mistake of his life. No? So guess what? There's no Sfus Chazara. No? A get, but there's no Sfus Chazara. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara Darim. Hilchasa, B'chala Torah Kula, Tol Kedei Dibor Kedibor Dami. But one of the known exceptions is Mekadeh Shemagaresh. Why is Kedushin and Gerushin different? Oh, so the Ran explains, Nadarma Dav Pei Zayin. The Ran writes the following, you know what? Because these are such critical, such paramount, such significant institutions, you know, you have to go about them B'dash Shalem. You can't just simply say, never mind. You go to a store, you make a purchase, you can say, never mind. But Gittin, Kedushin, never mind. So therefore, there's no Sfus Chazara whatsoever. After all, these things require Haskama Gemura does not allow for any Sfus Chazara whatsoever. Well, that's the Chiddush that the Ran writes. What exactly does this mean? Just like an Umdana, that this is really important, so therefore you can't say, I didn't mean it. You know what I mean? But if you look in Avnei Miluim, in Simen Lamed Aleph, right, this is found in Os Tesvav and later in Os Yotes. Avnum writes twice, just the following Ha'ara, that this is also like a function of Das Davar Sheberva. Chazarin, Gittin Kedushin is like Lo Asik Dibur Mevatamaisa. The Kedushin Gerushin requires such a heightened level of Das. that doesn't allow for any eschus chazara. So therefore, one halacha of das davar shaberev is it is the kima davar, the Rambam. Another, Boshub Shad, no? That the lack of any ability to retract, that also is based on a concept of a das davar shaberev. And I'll just give you one more indicator. This is the first siman in the Berachas Shmuel, right? The Maseches Kedushin, in Siman Aleph. There the Berachas Shmuel addresses what is the role of Amira when it comes to Kedushin. What is the role of Amir? No? Harayat Mukadeshesli. Harayat Mukadeshesli. What exactly is the role of Amir? What is the role of Amir? No? See, I have to like see the sugyas. Maybe one could argue, Amira is not really part of the kinyan of Ishus. All Amira is doing is kind of, you know, clarifying, setting the stage. No? He's giving her, right? Kesef, he's giving her Sheva Kesef. That could be Kedushin, that could be a Matana, that could be a Halva. I'm giving you a sum of money. The act is ambiguous. So in order to go in to clarify the meaning of the act, so therefore it's necessary to have some representation. So maybe the role of Amira simply is clarification. In order to set the stage, in order to determine what exactly is taking place. So that's the Chiddush that the Berachas Shmuel tries to disagree with B'Shem Reb Chaim, but that's not true. That's not true. That the Amira is part of Kiyikach. The Das Ayishus is conveyed not only through the Maisa Kedushin, but through the Amira as well. Amira being part of Kiyikach Ishisha. And that's like Nasan Hu Va'amrahi is such a problem. Because it's all she is doing is clarifying the act, okay? But if you can tell me it's an inherent part of the Maisa Kedushin, so therefore that's a violation of Kikach Velo Kisikach. So that's the Chiddush that the Berachas Shmuel writes B'Shem Reb Chaim. When I go to a store, and imagine I go over to the cashier looks at me and I say, you know, with this money, I hereby purchase these groceries. Now, probably look at me like you're very strange. You know, like, why? You know, I've never had anybody make that representation. You're sitting at the cash register, you're putting all your things down, you're paying me. Isn't that mamish and nemuchach that you are purchasing these groceries? No? You don't require amira for das mekachom emkar. The chiddush of Reb Chaim is that it may be just equally as obvious. You're standing on a rechuppah. And you know what? This is a marriage. And Shava Kesef is given and she receives it. But Reb Chaim suggested the Chiddush that the Amira is critical. The Amira is critical. It's part of the conveyance of the Das Davar Sheva Erva. It's not just simply that, you know what? That we're in a park someplace. And you know what? We're eloping and we're not sure whether this is for the purpose of marriage or not. So you have to say something because maybe it's just a gift. No, you're standing under the chuppah. But even so, and this is a chiddush that the Nesivos writes as well. The Nesivos is found in that separate Sefer Torah's Kitten. It's found in Simin Kuf Mem Aleph, Sivkat Musamachav, that Amira is part of the Das Davar Sheva. Das Davar Sheva means a heightened level of Das, meaning that it has to be done Bifnei Acherim. It's the Kima Davar. And it has to be verbalized. It has to be expressed. It has to be expressed. And once the Das Davar Sheva is concretized and expressed, there's no possibility of any schus chazara in any shape or form. These are important hagdaros, important yesodos of this heightened level of Das that Reb Chaim speaks about. Not Das b'chol haTorah kula, but that concept of a Das Davar Sheva. So again, the Rambam Shit. That's required for the Maisa Gershin, Maisa Kedushin, but not for the Minu Shlichus or the Bito Shlichus. That's the regular Das, B'chalot Torah Kula. And that we pointed out to the several days in our Tosfos. Whether or no, that Midaraisa ain't Davar Sheva Pachas Mishom requires Edus Lakima Davar, even when it comes to the Minu Shlichus and even when it comes to the Bitola Shlichus. Right, the Tosfos, for example, and Daf Lamed Gimel, of the Tosfos and Daf Lamed Beis, that you know what, Midaraisa, Bitul HaShlichus has to be done, Bifnei Acherim, because the legitimacy of this get is going to depend on the vitality of the Shliach. And that's called the Davar Sheva Erva, and we should assume that Ein Davar Sheva Erva, Pachos Mishnayim. This notion that Bitul Shlichus should require, for example, Eidus Lekimada, points to just another very, very important chiddush, and that is as follows. You know, maybe one could have argued that the role of the shliach in representing the mishaleach is just simply a function of umdana, meaning, to what extent can we assume that the shliach is an agent, an emissary, a representative of the mishaleach, So you know what? In order to assume that that's true, well, that requires some type of like instruction, some type of minui, some type of tzivui, that the mishaleach says to the shliach, you know, do this on my behalf. And once that comes to an end, let's say the shliach says, do not do this on my behalf. The mishaleach says, so of course, the shlichus is bato me'aleha. In other words, the shlichus is only real kol zman, that the shliach is reflecting the das ha-mishaleach. So, of course, you need some type of appointment, instruction, sivui, minui, because otherwise who says? Right. You may very much want that your friend marry this girl, but you know what? You can't just give her a kesef kedushin on behalf of this guy without some communication. So he has to communicate. He has to say, yes, that is my will, that is my desire. This is not my will, this is not my desire. What you see clearly, let's say, from this deal, this tosus, is that, no, it's much more than that. You know what? The Baal can go ahead and say, I definitely do not want this. And I'm going to say, but you know what? But that does not qualify for Bitul HaShlichus. Even though it's clear that the Baal has conveyed his desire. No? Like the Tosus. That, what do you mean? You require Eidus Lekimadav. Even though undeniably you have reflected your mindset, your intent. But that's not enough. It's like the shlichus has a life of its own, and in order to go in to cancel, to rescind that shlichus, you require a formal act of denouncing, being mevatel the shlichus. Wow! And the two days, does that even apply bifnei shliach? But the fact that the mishaleach says that, you know what, I no longer desire, that's insufficient. What do you mean? That he has the status of a shliach, and in order to go ahead and to somehow disrupt, disturb, revoke, he requires Eidus Lekimadav. It's not just enough that this is a good guess, it's an indicator that this is or is not considered to be, right, the das ha-mishaleach. That's an important chiddush, the concept of a chalosh shlichus. Let's say that has a life of its own, independent of the Das HaMishaleach, unless the Mishaleach will formally go ahead and revoke the Shlichus. And the revocation of the Shliach, for example, has to be Bifnei Edim. Lekim Adavar, not just simply a Bira Adavar, how do you know? But Lekim Adavar. This again will begin like the next Sugya that we'll have. Tosfos already raises the issue of a Gili Milsa when it comes to cases of shlichus. No? The Quran mentions, the following chiddush, we'll have to see this avamina. The Mishnah seems to say something obvious, right? The Baal is chasing the shliach. And you know what? He finally meets up with the shliach to say, don't deliver the get. But guess what? It's too late. Already, kfar higia haget liyada. No? He already did the shlichus. He already gave her the get. And all of a sudden, the Baal comes over and says, please don't do so. I already did so. So the Mishnah seems to tell us the following. Too late. Any achlevatna. Oh, so the Gemara says, pshita, no? Obviously, it's too late. It's too late. Oh, no, the Gemara says the following. What do you mean? Demahadlami karlabatule. He didn't show up. He's been chasing after the shliach, no? He's been chasing after the shliach. He finally met up with the shliach the moment after the get was given. But he's been chasing after the shliach for the past hour. Well, that's a very great chiddush. Even though he's been chasing after the shliach for the past hour, but the bitul shlichus did not yet occur. So guess what? They're already divorced. Ooh, so this is the issue Tosus is about to discuss. Well, can't we read into the fact that he was chasing after the shliach? He was chasing after the shliach. Isn't that enough to qualify as an indicator? A gili milsa? A gili milsa? Ooh, the sugya of lamed aleph. And here Tosus introduces us to the whole sugya of dvarim shibboleth. Dvarim shibboleth. When do you assume dvarim shibboleth havi dvarim? In dvarim shibboleth, ain't on dvarim. The Baal is doing everything that he can to cancel the shlichus. He's running and running and running and running. But lo and behold, he's too late. But is it possible to assume that in such a case, havi dvarim? It's incredible. These are 2 days in our Tosos. This line in the Gemara that it's too late, is that the din daraisa or is that an akiras derev min haTorah? No? The 2 days in our Tosos, we'll have to see. So these are the Ramakomas he started to give you, no? Take a look at the Sugin Kedushin, Ephraim Tesla days. When do you assume dram shablev? Havi dvarim? Eno dvarim? And assuming you need some expression, how concrete and how overt does that expression have to be? It wasn't a bitul shlichus, but you know what? I'm chasing after the shliach. Can that simply be enough to indicate? Or maybe one could argue, you know, asher havle. You know, I was chasing after the shliach to make sure he fulfills the shlichus. No, I want to make sure he doesn't take a coffee break. So is it because it's ambiguous why I am running after the shliach? But if it's clear why I will be running after the shliach, that will be sufficient? Or do I say, you know what, that dvarim shelva ino dvarim, and a formal act is necessary to go ahead and to uproot, to rescind the shlichus itself. Okay, so we'll have to pick up in the next verse.